My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Well, well, well!
Here he is.
Hey! Good to see you, Tay. Good to see you, man. Congrats.
What's up, fellas? Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
In case you missed it, that was the Pat McAfee show earlier today. Aaron Rodgers making his weekly appearance, and he was love-bombed there by new wide receiver, sort of his old wide receiver, Devontae Adams, who was traded from the Raiders to the Jets today. One of two wide receiver trades that took place in the AFC East. The other one, Amari Cooper going from Cleveland to Buffalo for a third-round pick and a late-round pick swap. Before we get to our big announcement here, which team do you think got better today?
I think it's the Jets, and I think it's the key is the what you just saw or heard, the relationship between Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers. Hmm. To me, the Jets are the most talented team right now in the division. To me, the Jets should win the division, and their issues, they're one of the great disappointments of the NFL. Their offense is not what it should be.
Yep.
And that all is around Aaron Rodgers. And do I think he lost some skill? Yes. But I also think he seems like he's sulky McSulk-sulk. He reminds me of Brady when he was sulky McSulk-sulk at the end. And does Devontae Adams fix that, change that? Because last night, go back and watch how many plays ended with Rodgers just like looking up into the lights with like these like empty eyes of, I'd rather be anyplace else but here throwing a football.
I'd rather be in a very dark room pooping in a hole in the ground right now. Yes.
And if Devontae Adams fixes that, because I think Amari Cooper gives Josh Allen and the Bills something they need. He upgrades to a number one wide receiver.
Right.
But they are already winning, and Josh Allen is carrying that team to where they need to be. He's kind of a poor man's Mahomes right now. I don't think they're playing all that well.
They're
but
not.
If you keep winning games, you get to where you want to be. They give you a division title. They give you a seed, right? Like, they give you a home playoff game. They're kind of doing what they need to do, whereas the Jets aren't. Even they didn't get the coach's bump. We talked about it yesterday.
Right.
They did not get the expected coach's bump to get into first place in the AFC East. So I think they needed another bump, and maybe that's Devontae Adams making Sulky McSulk-Sulk Rodgers happy again.
The Buffalo Bills have allowed 126 points this year, which is not good. I mean, that's, you know, the Patriots have allowed 143. And you look at it and think, they've scored a ton of points, Buffalo has. But you're right, they're not playing great.
Nope.
They're good at home. And Josh Allen's a stud, obviously, and he's carrying them and is going to continue to carry them. I thought when they took Diggs away and when Davis, who's not as good as any of these people we're talking about, but was a target for Allen on that team and a red zone guy on that team, when those guys left, I thought this is going to be tough for Allen. It's going to be tough for him to keep this offense going this way. Khalil Shakir is not going to be enough. And I still sort of think that, even though they got off to this great start. They lost a couple of games, and now they're bringing in a wide receiver, a guy who does have the talent and the ability. And I'm talking about a guy in Amari Cooper on a 1-5 team who has dropped a ton of balls this year. But I think, you know, it's a whole problem with that Cleveland offense. He's going to be walking into a much better situation in Buffalo, and I just think that that's probably going to elevate them more than Adams is going to elevate the Jets. I think the Jets already have a pretty good passing game, and replacing Mike Williams or whoever with Devontae Adams is certainly going to make it better. But Buffalo, I think adding that element to the offense and bringing like a big play guy in like that, that's big for them. But I guess we'll find out. All right.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.